8:45. Live from the KIOS studios, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's great to have you here. The Omaha Children's Museum. They've got a brand new exhibit opening up. It's kind of exciting. It's called Enchanted Kingdom. It opens May 25th, and who better to tell us about it than Kim Reiner, Director of Marketing and Public Relations. Thank you, Kim, for coming
in
today. Appreciate having you. Well, let's get to the meat of this one real quick. This sounds very exciting. What's the idea behind this?
The idea is to bring families into this immersive environment. It's a castle. You feel like you're in a medieval kingdom with a castle and a marketplace and enchanted characters. So we have a unicorn, dragons, and this rock creature named Samson. And so you feel like you're a part of this kingdom, and it's you feel like you're a character in there.
Fun. So this is one of those things where you can come back multiple times and you take tours of it and really kind of pick things up, touch things, move things.
It's a playful environment, and so I think you'll discover new things each time you visit. So and it's all kind of led by the child. So whatever the child's interested in. So if that day they feel very active and they got a lot of energy, they're going to want to climb on the climbing wall in the castle or go down the slide 100 times. But if they're feeling like they want to play with you, the parent or the grown-up, you know, you might go to the marketplace and pretend to shop together or pretend to make potions. There's an alchemist little area in the marketplace. And my favorite is going to be there's a unicorn stable where you can pretend to take care of the unicorns and the dragon nursery. So baby dragons.
Sure.
Which every child's going to love.
Absolutely. Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Can you take us through the kind of the creative process in deciding? So you picked a theme. I mean, how long did it take to put this together?
This is about 2 years in the making. We dreamt up the idea of a kingdom. We didn't want it to be just about princesses. We wanted it to be the people and who inhabit the kingdom. So what roles you can take on if you're going to work in the library. We decide on kingdom, and then from there, our exhibits team drew up what could possibly be in there. So they kind of created what the castle might look like, and we threw out ideas. Like, this is almost a whole staff process, and our education department entered in to kind of guide us on how we can best help children learn skills through play. And so
something like applying, say, STEM principles to the
correct
type of play, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Okay. So we wanted to allow pretend play, guided play, where they might be we'll have a programmer who will guide them in learning about their feelings and how we do that through play. And so after about 2 years, we came up with this exhibit, and now we're on kind of the finish line. We're building the pieces, finding where we can fit in extra things, because our staff's very creative, so we come up with more ideas.
Sure.
as we're getting near the end. But it's going to be fantastic. There's a stage in the exhibit, too, for daily programming and story time.
Okay. So if I'm not mistaken here, then literally every day can be a bit of a different presentation, or maybe different stories on stage, or different things that happen inside this community with quotes.
Definitely. For the first time, we're going to have our the people who work on in the museum are called iCrew, but for the first time, they're going to take on personas when they're working in that exhibit. So you might find a dragon trainer there one day, and the next day there might be someone working there who is working in the stables. And so they'll take on personas instead of just being someone the museum staff to play with. So it's we're trying to bring you into the world with us.
How did everybody accept that from the staff
they
standpoint?
Love it. Well, we have a lot of theater people on staff, so
okay,
they audition. They love the opportunity that they can create this character that they get to be all summer long. So it's not just Bob working in the exhibit. You're
right
now this medieval character. And interacting with kids that way.
Oh, that's very fun. That's very fun. So on May 25th, this opens, and it runs through September 1st, obviously corresponding to schools being let out in summertime and everything. What can folks expect on May 25th? Is it a special event, if you will?
We do a big summer kickoff. Okay. Yeah. So every summer we try to dream up of an event to help kick it off. So we have a short fun run. It's free for families, and we call it Running with Legends. So we'll have some of our characters out there running alongside you, and every child that finishes gets a little medallion. And then if they want, they can, you know, buy admission, go into the museum, and then we'll have a ribbon cutting to open up the exhibit. And then it's just go explore. Go have fun.
Wow, that's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You've been there 3 years, and in just the last few seconds that we have here left, what's the favorite thing about your job?
I love the variety, the change. My kids come and visit me every day, and they find something new. So it's fun. I love this creative place.
That's awesome. That's Kim Reiner. She's Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Omaha's Children's Museum. Enchanted Kingdom opens on May 25th. If you're looking for more information, you can go to ocm.org. Morning Edition continues.